The House Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee marked up and approved the fiscal year 18 Ag Appropriations Bill last week. As approved, the legislation allows full funding of the Market Assistance Program and the Foreign Market Development Program. The Foreign Market Development Program had $34.5 million and the Market Assistance Program had $200 million. That means this money will be utilized through various commodities to promote exports. The U.S. peanut industry has $2 million in that ag appropriations to help increase exports abroad. Well, Jocelyn Galindo, strategic sourcing manager of Galdiza Company in Mexico City, told the attendees at the USA Peanut Congress that Mexico will continue to be a major market. They're second only to Canada in the use of USA peanuts. She noted that in 2016, Mexico imported 134,000 metric tons. They only produce about 50,000 metric tons for their entire market. The estimate this year is over 200,000 metric tons coming in since there is a growing interest in health foods. Presently, the market is about 80% for snacks, 15% for candies and chocolates, and 5% for Mexican foods, mainly as sauces. In market share, the U.S. had 72.6% of the Mexican market last year, shipping in 97,000 tons. Other shipping into Mexico came from Nicaragua, 17.8%. Brazil had a few tons in there, and China also shipped peanuts into Mexico. So through April this year, it's about 30,000 metric tons, retaining a 52% market share, and that's good news for peanut farmers, as Mexico will be buying more peanuts this coming year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.